Maradona turns like a little eel and comes away from trouble. Little squat man comes inside Butcher, leaves him for dead. Outside Bennett leaves him for dead and puts the ball away.
Do not make them like him anymore. What more can you see?
Suarez switching the play to Neymar. Neymar, great opportunity. And already it's a goal for Barcelona. Messi was involved. Suarez was involved. Neymar applied a classy finish.
A sizzling hit from the midfield player from Juventus.
Nice turn from Sanchez.
And it's opened up. Rodriguez! Oh! Sheer brilliance!
Where it was heading, Zidane just shows it to Gilberto Silva and then pirouettes away from him.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Football Weekly Podcast. We're your hosts, Joe and Reggie. Joe.
Wow, I'm excited, Reg. I mean, we're watching, we got the Copa America.
We do.
Semi-final on here in the background.
We do, and we're all rooting for one team.
We're watching USA.
Argentina.
And Argentina up 1-0, but we'll get to that.
Messi's terrible.
Not that good.
Terrible. So this evening's episode is going to be all Euro,
yep,
Copa America,
mm-hmm,
little bit of TFC,
mm-hmm,
and if we have time at the end, we can talk about a little bit of transfer rumors and even completed transfers.
Yep.
Some stuff in Serie A that's been completed.
That's right.
But we'll definitely dedicate a show to all those rumors, yep, and done deals later on, maybe even after Euros, but we're going to definitely talk about Euros for the majority of the show.
Yeah, and we might sprinkle in a little Canadian content with our grassroots, maybe a couple minutes, and we'll let you know about a couple of our guys that we've interviewed on the show, currently playing right now, again, another game,
yep,
at the grassroots level with KW United. We'll let you know what's going on there.
You got to love this time of year. It's Euro, Copa America. There's games going on left and right with our kids. Amazing. Even TFC's playing tonight.
Yep.
Picture that. So as usual, you can get to us on our website, footballweekly.com. You know that by now. You can reach us on Twitter at @football_weekly. You can get to us as well individually at @Reginaldinho_5 and at @JoeCola4. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM. You can subscribe via email as well. We also have a Football Weekly forum where you can come in and talk about anything you want football related. You can view our contest. This is actually our 50th episode, and Joseph and I are coming up with a contest. Winner will get a gift certificate to Into Sports here in Toronto. So when we come up with that, we'll put it on Twitter, so watch out for that. Joe, we ready?
We gotta be
ready, right?
Yep.
Guys, sit back, relax, get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast. We'll be back after this. So, Joe, Euro 2016 is upon us.
We're right in the thick of it. You know, every time these tournaments happen, you get a little sad as a football fan,
mm-hmm,
at the end of the first of the group stage, don't you?
Yeah, because
you start,
sure,
to realize, this might be over soon.
It might be over soon. There's not going to be games every, yeah, day, three games a day anymore.
Even when we went to two games a day in the last few days,
yeah,
it was, you know, it was a lot of withdrawal, you know.
It's true.
Today we were back at it with four, but you know, the best is if it was 9, 12, and 3. You had game every couple hours, but
yeah,
you know, reality sets in. But It's quickly coming to the crunch time, as we call it.
Yep.
You know, it's winning time, if you will.
For sure.
The groups look crazy, some of them not so crazy.
Yeah. Well, we'll go down the groups. Well, group by group, I guess. Yeah. Team by team, and yep. we'll also go back to our predictions that we had earlier on before the tournament started and see where exactly we finish as well. Yep. So, we'll start with Group A, which was France, Switzerland, Albania, and Romania. Any surprises in this group?
The great surprise here was, I guess not with who went through, Reg. We said, I believe we had France and Switzerland, both of us.
Right.
But how about Albania? First of all, they played a fantastic game against France.
Right.
Really hard done by.
Yeah, they lost. Tough loss.
Yeah, it was 2-0 on the scoreboard, but both goals coming pretty late.
Right.
And, you know, I got to say it. You know, he's doing Albania, great job by Gianni Di Biase,
right,
the Italian coach. And then what ends up happening? Albania beats Romania.
Right.
In a classic, famous win for the country. Like, never again. We talk about, you know.
That's their first win in a major competition.
Major tournament. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, the first time they qualify for a major tournament, and then they get their first win. Coach has already come out. Manager's already come out and said, you know, no matter what happens, you know, they're still, you know, clinging to hopes,
right,
of being one of the best third place teams. But, you know, they've already said, you know, this is a great historical tournament. It's already been a success for them for right. winning. So, yeah, good on them. You know, they showed very well, Reg.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And even in the game that they lost, like you said, they still showed that fight. They're not a pushover team. I don't know if that's the players or the tactics put in by the coach. Maybe a little sprinkle of both.
Both, yeah, I would say. Yeah.
So, good on them for sure.
Yeah.
And my disappointment in this group was Romania. I mean,
I expected a bit more.
I did too.
Reggie, again, they another team that was in games. This was a closely contested group, I want to say.
Right.
So, I mean, the last game, France and Switzerland, I think they both knew
they were going through.
Yeah. So, you didn't see the best of both those teams, and you know,
plus France didn't play a typically strong team.
No, yeah. And I think France, you know, they're through, they're top of the group.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they will have a more favorable opponent to play. I think it looks like it might be Northern Ireland, with all due respect to them, which is a great story in itself.
That's true too.
But I still think France will have something to say when we get down to the final four of this tournament.
It actually shows a little bit of how desperate they were to get a result against Switzerland by bringing on Payet.
Yeah,
a little towards the end of the game, just to get something out of it, you know. So
to say it's been, you know, everything coming into here, we heard about Pogba.
Mm-hmm.
It's been easily Dimitri Payet's tournament.
That was surprising to me, actually. I know Payet's a fantastic player, but to take over the French national team and be the toast of the town is.
It's quite the story. Yeah.
You know, and then you have Paul Pogba sitting on the bench for games.
Yeah, so, and I think his time will come.
Yeah.
You know, I think his time will come. Yeah. It might be this tournament. You know, it might not be, but.
A lot of pressure heaped on him, though, right?
Yeah. And
to be the face of the France national team?
Yeah, and I think a lot of it from himself, too.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, they're strong. We know that. They have a lot of goal scoring.
If you act the part, you got to be the part, right?
Yeah, and I think that's what my thing was been with Pogba throughout this tournament. So,
yeah. Well, we have France and Switzerland going through, and again, four of the best third place teams go through.
And I can't even begin to tell you like how they're going to get to it. I guess goal difference, this and that.
Yeah.
Let's just say, the draw for this, like the knockout phase draw, is strange.
Yeah.
You know, like. First, there's two groups of two runners up play.
Yeah,
you know, when we
it's
get
crazy.
To it's a little, you know, like we're gonna see some pretty tasty second round matches. We'll get to that. You know, and
you're gonna see some duds, and then you're gonna see some. Oh, yeah, I wish this was later on in the tournament.
And they should have been. You know, and we'll talk more about that. I'll seem biased when I talk about that, but I think we'll understand why.
So we have France and Switzerland going through that group, Group A.
And maybe Albania.
We'll see what happens in the next couple of days. In Group B, the surprise, surprise. Well, is it a surprise? I think it's a surprise.
Yeah, I think you did not have Wales winning the group?
I think I did, actually. I think I did.
Someone's going to call us on this. I think I had England, Slovakia. I think I might have England, Russia.
I think I had Wales winning and then Or you know what? Maybe I had those two going through, but I didn't know what order.
Reggie, just in case you were wondering.
Yeah.
This guy named Messi.
Oh, he scored again.
He just scored a banger of a free kick against the USA. Boy. So it's 2-0 Argentina, USA. So.
Wow, 31 minutes. I say this thing finishes 5-0 at 90.
I'm calling Kenny the Jet on this.
What, it's over?
It's over.
It's over. Well, getting back to Euro 2016. Yep. Group B, Wales, we have winning the group with 2 wins and 1 loss. England, oh my God, is coming in second.
Yeah.
Slovakia, third. Russia, fourth. And very disappointed by Russia, by their fans, by their team. And this is where the next World Cup's going to be.
Yeah,
this
is a show and a segment in itself.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we'll focus on this first. You can see that goal is fantastic. Yeah, I mean, guys, you got to check out this goal. Reggie, I think if we brought back
You know what? I'll put that as goal of the week this week.
That's just fantastic. You know, takes it from the left side.
Oh, God.
His left foot. He's anyway, is there any questions about that guy?
Messi's pretty good.
Yeah, so those three teams, Reg, three teams qualify from that group. Wales wins the group. England... runner-up in Slovakia is confirmed as I believe is one of the best third-place teams. So Martin Skrtel put in a performance against England.
Yeah, but that
it must be said.
I know he
drives people crazy.
Oh my God!
And I'm scared of him. Yeah. I would be very scared of him in an alley.
Yes, for
anywhere.
Sure.
But and how about Wales? Wales wins the group, Reg.
First major tournament.
3 goals for Gareth Bale.
Yep.
Aaron Ramsey is getting there. Yeah, for all the Gooners. But listen. England, I think Christian Jack put out a stat saying, you know, in the last 5 major tournaments, they have 4 wins, something like that.
Yeah.
And that was, I mean, that's pretty telling in major tournaments. I mean, that's, you know, like, they had a great comeback win against Wales. Mm-hmm. My happiest moment is when Daniel Sturridge scores because we get the best dance maybe in the history of soccer, other than... You know, I know the Ronaldinho thumb and pinkies are pretty good too, but you know, that dance, but you know what? We had, I think I don't know who it was, but one of the England players stopped him from dancing and that can't be done.
I think it was Klein or the other guy from Tottenham. I can't remember his name.
Rose. Danny Rose.
The other garbage guy from Tottenham.
Oh, but so, you know, here they are. Great famous comeback victory against Wales.
Yeah.
Right. And then what do they do against Slovakia? I mean, everyone said, oh, they had all the possession and everything. They really didn't look like they were going to win that game.
Not at all.
You know, and we're waiting
for them. Is it selection?
Is
it selection? Who started that game for England? Vardy there?
He went with Jamie Vardy. Kane came on after. You know, this. I expect more. You know, I really do. I thought that they would come out and win that game against Slovakia, especially after they beat Wales. But, you know, credit to Wales. They went out again, picked themselves up. And you got to say, Chris Coleman's done a job here.
Yeah, for
sure. You know, and, you know, good on them. So, but all three teams go through. We'll see how they go. They kind of have a favorable crossover. We'll talk more about that when we get to it, but these teams are through.
Russia was missing 2 of their, we'll say, stars, I guess.
Yes.
One of them in the central midfield, their number 10, actually, Denisov.
Yeah.
Can we chalk that, this performance up to missing 2 key players? Or is it worse than that?
I mean, this is... Like you mentioned about, you know, what they've been in terms of an embarrassment and,
yeah,
you know,
fans.
The fans, yeah. And all that stuff. You know, not to, you know, pick on them, but, you know, it's pretty disgraceful what they did. And I expected more. I mean, I thought that they'd give more, and you could tell that, you know, they had some moments, you know, like you think that, you know, getting a game-tying goal against England at the death would lift them, but it really didn't. And then they lacked a bit of,
yeah.
I wouldn't say quality, I would say inspiration.
Yeah. I wasn't afraid of any one of them scoring.
No, it just didn't look like,
you know,
they were in this, and I expected more. So, but there it is. That's the group.
So do you think another subject on another topic, World Cup, we'll talk about this later on as well, later on in the podcast, not this podcast, but other episodes, but Russia, do they keep the World Cup? Do they have to? Can they move it?
I think they can, but...
Will they?
They're not going to move it, Reg.
I mean, all money's been paid and probably used already, right?
A lot of bribes have been stuff.
I don't understand how you can put... I don't understand how you can put a World Cup in Russia, but...
It is FIFA, Reg.
It is.
They make the impossible possible.
You got to think about the safety of other countries going there. If England makes it, or, like, what's going to happen? Anyways, it's not my issue. But
see, it's been a real dark spot on this Euro. I thought we've gone past it.
Yeah.
And it seems like we haven't. We do have these outbursts and outbreaks in the stadiums. You know, it's a tale of, you know, let's say, two different types of fan. And I don't mean in terms of a culture. I mean in terms of, in a lot of stadiums, we see great atmosphere, yeah, and the two different, you know, the opposing sides, you know, singing and chanting before the game, mm-hmm, and really great sportsmanship, something we haven't seen in the past.
Right.
And then we see things that we thought we were done by. Like, I can't remember a tournament when we have seen this in the recent past, you know, where fans are clashing at an alarming rate.
Right.
You know, I mean, I know it happens every time. I get it. Like, we understand. But at this rate and inside the stadium.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. You know, the Croatia and Czech Republic, right, game had to be stopped.
Right.
You know, and their fans, as we talked about on this show during qualifying, right, they, yeah, had points docked because of, right, you know, a swastika being
burned,
you know,
into, field
into the field or cut into the grass. So, yeah, you know, this is really unfortunate because, you know, I was talking to some guys who, you know, are not football fanatics like all of us, like most of us, and, you know, they only tune in now, and this is what they see. You know, and maybe they equate it to this is the only thing that goes on in football. So that's what I'm upset about, you know?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And, you know, before the tournament, we were all worried about ISIS. We were sort of worried about the Russians, right?
Yeah, and different sects of fans were just, you know, not getting it, you know, especially when we see, look, the Swedish fans were fantastic, weren't they?
Of course.
You know, the game against Italy and, you know, the fans were just amazing. You know, it looked like they were playing.
Very pretty fans.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. You know, and they looked like they were playing in Stockholm. Like, yeah, it was like a stadium
yellow,
that was
right?
full, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
so yeah. I mean, we did see a lot of that, and we've seen a lot of, like, you know, the typical great Irish fans,
yep,
and so on.
Yeah.
So,
hopefully they can get it turned around and, yeah, you know, FIFA can go in there with a little bit of a strong hand. But jeez, I would like to see the World Cup taken away from them. You can't do this in a FIFA UEFA sanctioned tournament and then still get rewarded at the
embarrassing,
end.
It is, right?
Embarrassing, but enough about that. Like I said, we'll talk about that when the World Cup's closer. So we'll move on to Group C.
Ooh.
And we have Germany, Poland, Northern Ireland, and the Ukraine.
So here we have three teams to go through again, Reg.
Again.
Yep.
And you would think that, I think we said Germany would stomp through this this group, and
It wasn't true. By one goal, they win the group.
Yep.
Poland with a good performance.
Right.
Truth be told, Poland should have beaten them in that game. Should have been. Should have, would have, could have, right?
Right, exactly.
I mean, the goal is to, you know, score goals. So,
exactly.
Yes. But Poland had three great chances. Milik himself had three brilliant chances.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't slot it home. And ho-hum. Germany, you know, they tie and then they get an extra goal. That extra goal against Ukraine. So, you know, the old guard, Bastian Schweinsteiger's goal in extra time against Ukraine.
That's the one, right?
Proved to be, which was a great counter goal.
The group went,
You know, and of course, who provides the pass for all our Gunner fans?
Mesut Ozil,
right? Uh-huh. So, you know, there it is. So they win the group. Those two teams are through. And you know, we did mention this Poland team.
Yeah.
I think we said it in our preview show.
We did.
You know, look out. And especially with the favorable draw.
Right.
And how the bigger teams will be in a certain spot. You know, this might be the thing. And again, Reg, we're talking about this group. We got to talk about third place here.
Northern Ireland.
Yeah, what a fantastic story.
Who would have thought it, eh?
You know, and they qualify.
Yeah.
They qualify due to, you know, only, you know, well, first of all, they get a famous victory against Ukraine.
Right.
And they kept, you know, the score to 1-0 today.
Right.
Against Germany. And their keeper was fantastic in this. He made about four or five brilliant saves.
Really?
And Mario Götze helped out with about three misses.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're through to the knockout stage, and pretty great story. Another British team, you know.
A lot of firsts going through,
So
hopefully Albania can get there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have Germany topping that group, by, like Joe said, by goal differential over Poland, and we have Northern Ireland finishing third in that group. Mm-hmm. Going on to, well, we say this is the group of death, right?
I think it was. And to me, it was. I think it was.
For sure. We both had...
Wow.
Did we both have these two teams going through? I think so.
I think I did, yeah.
Well, not in this order, that's for sure.
I think I still had Spain winning, but,
yeah,
well, of course, you know, we both picked Croatia as a dark horse.
Right.
Watching them throughout this tournament, I mean, the Czech Republic game, 2-2, but Reg, today they played a fantastic game against Spain.
Yep.
They go down early and actually have a penalty saved.
Oh, really?
Spain did.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and first of all, phantom penalty, Reg. Phantom penalty.
There we go, right?
You know,
Who fell? Iniesta?
Silva.
Silva. Okay. Yeah. One of those.
Veralco. I'm pronouncing it wrong, but from your Serie A team, you're the team that you follow.
Oh, Sassuolo?
Yeah.
Okay.
He breathed on Silva.
And that's it, eh?
Yeah, and who steps up to take the PK? Not PK.
Oh, nice one.
I had a clap there good myself.
One. Good
like,
one.
I know there's a couple of listeners, especially one guy we play with on Sunday nights, who's really going to enjoy that one. or look, dare I say, a brother tandem. You know who you are.
Oh, that's good. I like that one. PK.
Sergio Ramos.
He took the PK?
He took it, yeah, and it was saved. God. But I don't get it, Reg. Like, you're telling me in a team with those guys, he's taking the PK?
Was it a pressure? What was the score at the time?
1-1.
Probably too much pressure for Silva, too much pressure for Iniesta,
Iniesta?
Too much pressure for Morata, too much pressure for Nolito. I don't know.
What's going on, right?
Too much pressure for Diego. Oh, he didn't make the team.
So, and then, of course, you had a great little flick in this game by Kalinic. We talked about him. He had a great early start to the year with Fiorentina. Mm-hmm. Mario Mandzukic was not fit to play this game, or I think he was on the bench, but, you know, picked up a knock.
Yeah.
He came in, scored a goal, and then, I mean, this guy's been great. Perisic. Yeah, and terrorizing both left and right side. I believe he did set up the first goal or had something to do with it. And then, of course,
scored the second.
Yeah. So.
So we have Croatia topping this group.
Top the group.
7 points. Spain with 6. Turkey with 3. Czech Republic with 1.
Yeah, so Turkey has a chance here, right?
They do have a chance.
Yeah, you know, they won 2-0 today against Czech Republic.
Right. What a disappointment Czech Republic's been.
Yeah.
They have quality players there. I know Rizicki's out for the...
Well, he had a great assist against Croatia, and then unfortunately he missed this last game. So, I mean, he is still quality, and they missed him, obviously.
As soon as he went down, it was just like, oh, my God.
Here we go again. Isn't this the story of Thomas Rosicki, isn't it?
It's either the hamstring or the thigh. Yeah. It's going to be done for 5 months.
It's unfortunate.
And it is. Little Mozart, they call him. But. Yeah. Moving on to Group E, Joe's favorite group.
Well, Reggie, we,
this is a group that we had. I think we had, it was possible for all four teams to come out.
Yeah, Reggie did have Ireland coming out.
I did, actually.
Now, listen, they still can come out.
Yeah.
I think I had Sweden coming out.
But I think I had them, like, coming out in second.
Yeah. But so, listen, they do deserve credit. Here, Italy does deserve a lot of credit for playing this game. I would say the Belgium game is where they get most of their credit.
Right.
You know, it was one of the worst games of the tournament in terms of the game, Italy-Sweden.
Right.
But, you know, Italy-Belgium was fantastic. We already know that in terms of the Italian approach. A combination of both for me, Reg.
Mm-hmm.
Italy was great, and you said it too, in the way that they approached the game.
Right.
And played it, and of course took their chances, and fully deserved the 3 points. But shame on Belgium.
Yeah.
And Wilmots, who came out sounding very, very negative and sour grapish.
Yeah.
If you will. you know, in terms of saying, well, you know, they didn't look to play and it's not, well, hey, maybe you came out with 4 center backs.
Yeah.
You know, you played Marouan Fellaini the entire game.
Yeah. Yeah. And even you're talking about Italy, Belgium.
Yeah.
And Lukaku couldn't control anything.
He was terrible. Origi came on. You know, we thought maybe he's going to inject something in this game. He missed 2 sitters.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to look at that too. Yeah. You know, for as good as Italy was. And I'm hardest on them than anybody, and right. especially as their fan.
Right.
They fully deserve these 3 points.
Right.
But, you know, Belgium was equally disappointing.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Belgium recovers in game 2, and they beat Ireland 3-0, and you know, did what they supposed to do. They needed a desperate performance.
They played really well that game, actually. They played like a second ranked team in the world would play.
Well, they're supposed to play, right?
Ireland, right?
Yeah.
You expect that to be 4-5-0.
For sure. Italy, Sweden, you know, not a very entertaining game at all.
Yeah, but you still get the result, right? They get the result. Still gets the result.
First of all, Adair with a great goal.
Yeah. was that 90th? Close?
Yeah, it was close. 80-something.
88? Something like
you
that?
You know, you know, this was... Parolo said this best, and he's a man of few words. Red, you're going to like that one.
Okay. I get it.
I actually got to give some credit to my friend Bruno for giving me that one. So, Bruno, thank you. But, okay, in general, though, you saw Sweden, and again, people said, well, Italy didn't look to do much and so on. Yeah, for sure. And Sweden had a lot of the ball.
Right.
But when I watched the game the second time,
yeah,
they weren't really dangerous anyway. And again, I'll give some credit to Jason DeVos from TSN for saying this too, is they always looked in control and, you know, and organized and so on. So,
right.
I mean, unfortunate not to see Zlatan give us something more. I know he's playing virtually, with all due respect to them, it looks like he's playing a little bit by himself.
Well, that's what we said,
you know,
in the Euro intro that we had. It was, if he doesn't do anything, if he doesn't create magic, nothing happens on the field.
Yeah.
And it shows. It shows. If he doesn't score, nobody was going to score on that team.
That's
and
it.
Even in, or unless it's an own goal, of course.
That's right. But, you know, and then we saw him drop off and drop way back. And, you know, when Zlatan does that.
Not effective.
It's not effective, right? You could tell the frustration gets in. So, you know, hey, in saying that, they're still in with a shout, Sweden and Ireland.
Right.
That gets decided tomorrow.
Right.
You know, Sweden plays Belgium, Italy, Ireland. Listen, Italy could, either way, they've won the group. So, that, you know, because of the tiebreaker. So Italy could potentially, if they beat Ireland, I don't think so. Traditionally, they'll get a tie there or something like that.
Right.
But they can go 9 points, be the only team with 9 points. And you know what your reward is, Reggie?
Let me guess. Espanol.
You play Spain. You play the defending champion who's, you know, literally handled you in major tournaments. Well, the last one. So, I don't know. It's the draw thing, right? You could potentially here see Croatia, Belgium in the round of 16.
Well, it's crazy.
It's the draw,
because,
right?
Yeah, of course, because it's the way that we have it lined up when everybody has their predictions. You think, okay, Belgium, Italy, and Spain's going to win their group, and Germany's going to win their group, and so on and so
but
forth.
But the draw absolutely neutralizes that.
Exactly. It happened in Champions League. It's like you win your group, and then Barcelona came in second in their group, and all of a sudden you have a first place team playing Barcelona in the next round, in the knockout round.
Yeah. It's, the only thing I see here, Reg, is like, you know, some type of reseeding should be done after the first round.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have these teams that are, especially a lot of them, on the same side of the draw.
Right.
You know, I know.
And you're going to have Northern Ireland versus Hungary as one game.
You know, right? So the adage is, you know, oh, but you got to beat whoever's in front of you. I get it. We understand that.
Right.
But ideally, we want to see the best teams play when it really counts.
Yeah, for sure.
In saying that, I think Italy, and I think even in the camp, in the Italy camp with Conte and, you know, the people that matter, and us as fans,
right?
I think they would prefer to play Spain over Croatia.
Yeah, and we were talking about that a little bit before the game. It was like, because Spain is more of a, you know, they're
close
that,
to their style.
Right, the tiki-taka.
With all due respect. I mean, I'm not saying Italy plays, but, you know, Reg, right?
Yeah, right. So, and I don't think, you don't want to play Croatia because they'll try to play with you, but they'll also give you a little bit of that forearm. You know what I mean?
They do have grit.
They're gonna leave a couple of tackles in there as well. So I don't know. I don't think that's a team that you want to essentially match up with.
Yeah.
I'd rather play Spain as well because, you know, you have to keep them in front of you.
That's
but
right.
You know, if you nip the ball from them, you know that no tackles are coming in from behind because no one in the midfield is going to tackle you on Spain. So.
Well, and then also Croatia, you know, they just played Italy in qualifying.
Right.
Two tough games that Italy was lucky to get points in.
Right.
And so on. You know, long history here. You got a lot of the players that know each other, play in Serie A, there's added, you know, incentive, I would say.
Right.
And, you know, there's always, I know stats like these don't always count, but since Croatia became Croatia,
right,
Italy has never beaten them.
Okay.
So, you know, there's something to be said for that. Croatia is a tougher out for them.
Yeah,
in
I
saying
think so
that,
too.
I mean, Spain, listen, if you beat Spain, you know, I think here, I think it needs to be said. Antonio Conte is saying to himself, I think I've done a job done here, even if they were to go out.
I think the Italian team will do well against Spain.
I have a prediction for this after, but we'll see if I was right.
Okay.
So we'll see.
But. All right. So like Joe said, Sweden and Ireland are tied on 1 point each. Belgium has 3. Italy has 6. But depending on the outcomes tomorrow, we can see one of those teams, either Sweden or Ireland, make it to the next round as well as the as one of the fourth place teams.
Yep.
Final group, Group F. What a disappointment. What a disappointment for for Messi's main rival, I guess, right?
Well, okay. Where do we start? First of all, fantastic stuff from Hungary.
Of course.
And our goalkeeper, we'll call him...
with the sweatpants?
Sweatpants. You know, like...
Sweatpants Sid.
Like, good. Like, this is amazing. Talk about him after. His great story.
Yeah.
But, you know... where do we start, Reggie? Okay, so...
Well, you had Iceland coming out, didn't you?
I do, Reggie. I feel like a Leicester City over here. Listen, Reg, what a great story, Iceland tying Portugal. Like, yeah. What do we... It's been well documented.
Great, you know, tying goal, too.
Fantastic. And, you know, Iceland, population of like 330,000 people in the entire country.
Yep.
So here, Cristiano Ronaldo, like, mm-hmm. just when you give him a chance, you know, you don't want him to... You know, you keep giving him a chance not to give these comments and not to give this stuff. Because I do defend him in many things. But this is...
You can't come out.
He comes out. We all know the story, Reg. We know the quote, right? What did he say? You know, they celebrated like they won the Euro. This is a small mentality. That's why they'll never win anything. Wow. Come on.
You know what? In all actuality, when did the guy ask him, or when did he say that? Like, right after the game?
Well, that's a great point.
It's kind of tough.
It's a great point. You know what? I mean? And I was saying this to somebody, too. And, you know, if you guys have listened to the podcast, you know, you've heard me be very critical of his character and so on. Right. Now, I did say, you know, he's still a professional who's, you know, who's known for working hard, and his work ethic needs to be applauded. And a lot of people don't know about that.
Right.
But we hear about these things. But Reg, you said it. I mean, he's frustrated. He's an athlete.
For sure.
You know, you catch him in the heat of the moment. I think if he had it back, he would take it back. Maybe. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay. Maybe, but you're right.
Maybe.
In the tunnel against Austria.
Yeah.
You know, you could see him interacting a little bit better with the kids and so on. There's a kid that makes a sign saying, "You're going to get two today."
Yeah.
He's smiling with him. At the end of the game, we'll talk about his miss. But, you know, at the end of the game, there's a fan that rushes the field, wants to take a selfie with him, pretty emotional. Ronaldo wards off the security, says, "Don't worry, let him take it." And there is that side to him. But this is, he's that villain, you know?
Yeah, but he's, even after the Iceland game, the captain of Iceland came up to him and said, "Hey, let's exchange shirts."
Yeah,
and
he's waving him
off, like, "Who are you?" He said, "Who are you?"
It's scary.
It's just,
you can't
do that.
You know, that karma thing, right? And then he steps up to take the PK. I mean, let's be you know, fair here.
Mm-hmm.
One team played that game to win.
Right.
And they were hard done by. That shoulda, woulda, coulda. But here he is. He had a chance to win it with the PK. Penalty shot.
Champions League.
Yep. And hits the post. You know, and then, of course, he's been trolled on Twitter forever with his reaction in that picture. But, you know, here it is. Now he still has a chance.
Yeah.
You know, big game, Portugal-Hungary to see. I mean, they could potentially win the group, can they not, Reg?
They can. Well, they'd have to score 3 goals, 3-0. They have to beat them 3-0.
No, but if they win, they go top. Do they not?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right, depending on the other results.
I'm thinking about hockey. Hockey points. You get three. So, yeah, they would have five, and Hungary would have four.
Yeah, and then, of course, Austria and Iceland. So.
Right, so we still could have another.
This group is totally up in the air.
Right. If Iceland win, they would win the group.
They would win the group.
Because it goes head to head, right? And they tied Portugal, but it would go on goal differential as well. So,
you know, Reg, like, this is an Iceland team. Remember, they beat Holland in qualifying.
I heard a crazy stat during the game, and you mentioned how many people were in Iceland, and it was like there's a 1 in 2,000 chance that you can be on the national team of Iceland.
Amazing.
If you're a male between the ages of 18 and 30 something, you have a 1 in 2,000 chance of being on the national team there.
It's pretty amazing.
It's like, wow.
Yeah, that's why, like, when he says that. Small mentality. This is a great story. This is where we talk about Albania, Northern Ireland,
Iceland,
and Iceland. These are great stories.
Hungary, I'm going to choose. Even
amazing. Hungary, absolutely, Reg. So, you know, I mean, here's where you get the difference. You know, in mentality, approach, character. He had a great opportunity here. And he's running out of time, too. And I think that's the frustration part, you said, Reg. But identity. How many times have we said that word throughout our season and throughout our show over the, you know, the course of we've been doing it? And now coaches and managers try to get an identity. This team is still, you know, is it Ronaldo? I mean, Ronaldo has brought them here, and he's brought them in a lot of tournaments. I do believe he does get hard done by because he has scored big games in qualifying and so on. But, you know, at the major tournament,
never happens.
You know, he still has a chance. I'm gonna try to be impartial here, but when you talk like he has,
yeah,
you get less and less patient with him. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's definitely.
You know, as we just watched Messi, you know, not too long ago, absolutely drill a free kick into the roof of the net for Argentina.
So, right.
Yes, he has more help. We get it. But anyhow, when you make those comments, you leave yourself open.
Exactly.
Anyhow.
And I think that's the main thing that people say about Ronaldo is that, you know, he might be a fantastic player on the field, but the only thing we really see off the field are, you know, these type of things that he's saying.
Yeah, the Hollywood antics, right?
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So, and you don't really hear about anything about Messi off the field, right? So people have more patience with him because you don't really hear anything. If the first thing I hear about Messi off the field would probably be the first thing I heard about Messi off the field.
Maybe the tax evasion stuff with his dad or whatever. I mean, really?
I think we're blaming his dad for that.
Yeah. Right? Well, especially today.
I don't think Messi's combing through his own books.
So. No, right? So then that's my point. So. But anyway.
So that's the wrap-up for Euro. We still have a couple of groups to go, Group E and Group F, actually, tomorrow. So
did we get all of them, Reg? We got all of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So by next week's show, we'll have everything down, I guess.
Yeah.
Even some of the next round will be done by then, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, tasty matchup, Italy-Spain.
I mean, that has to be the headliner, right?
Get your popcorn ready, all those things. I know, but, you know, I will say this, Reg.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a good game. And saying that, it'll probably be another.
Well, I think it's going to be more of a, I think Italy has to come out with the Belgium mentality, no?
Yeah, I think you'd have to. I think, you know, Reg, Italy being tested in that first game.
Right.
And we talked about this. We said in the preview show, us against them mentality.
Right.
This Conte is absolutely going to continue that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way you have to approach it, you know. Interestingly enough, Belgium gets out of that game in their round of 16 game. Do they finally have their identity? I mean, we'll see. So still a lot to be decided.
For sure.
You know, Germany's going to be there, France and so on. You know, we'll see. I mean, I think, it, you know, this is, like we said, this is win time, right? This is winning time.
All the big names are going to be there. When we get down to the quarters or the semis, there's going to be some matchups. So
yeah, for sure.
We definitely can't wait for that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's our wrap-up of Euro. All the groups got through them.
Wow.
And like I said, can't wait for some of these tasty matchups that we're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
So next we're going to be talking about Copa America.
At the Copa. Sorry, you knew that was coming, right?
Well, for sure.
America,
we might get into a little bit of TFC who's playing right now. Probably the game's probably over.
It's done, right?
We'll check in on that, but we'll be back right after this.
This is Tommy Bianchi, club head coach and technical director at the Markham Soccer Club, and you're listening to Football Weekly with Reggie and Joe.
In the second half of the show, we're going to be talking a little bit about Copa America. We're not going to do the same thing that we did during the Euros by going group by group, but just the main games that happened this past week. And one of them stands out.
Wow.
One of them stands out like a sore thumb, right?
Like a American football match score, right?
It was ridiculous, if you ask me.
Seven?
And it was in the quarterfinals of the Copa America.
No one saw this coming, right?
No. I thought this was going to be a great game.
I thought it was game of the tournament.
Yeah, for sure.
I had Mexico going to the final, or I think they can only have gone to the semis. Mexico and Argentina is the two favorites for me.
Right.
I mean, with Chile, but I thought, you know, Mexico doing fantastic. Yeah. And...
wow.
7-0.
Chile beats them 7-0.
7-0, Reg.
And it's like, we talked about this outside of the podcast, even with other people, and it was just, you know, Joe even said this, that it's kind of like the Brazil-Germany game, right? That we watched.
Maybe, you know.
But what I asked was, what happened when it was 2-0? Or how did it get to 2-0? Did we give up after three goals? Did they give up after three goals? Or, yeah, you know, what was Chile that good to get to the two-goal lead?
Good question, right? I didn't see the game. I was going to say, I just saw highlights. But when was the white flag raised, right?
Yeah, that's you have to ask that. If it's after one, then you got an issue. But if Chile was playing that well to get up 3-0 and Mexico had no shot, then I can understand the seven.
Yeah, this is going to be, you know, as good as, and Argentina's look fantastic, just mowing down the opponents here. But when they get, they're at halftime now. They're going to start the second half as we speak.
Right.
Argentina up 2-0. Messi and Lavezzi with the goals. But, you know, you would imagine they're going to win this game. You think, unless the USA, something happens. But let's say they win. It's, you know, Chile-Colombia on the other side.
Yeah, for sure. After
Colombia wins a penalty shootout, a PK shootout against Peru, I think.
Yeah, it was Peru.
You know, so, you know, this is, you know, again, you want either way, Argentina-Chile, Argentina-Colombia.
Still going to be a great game.
Great tournament. I mean, great final. So, but, you know, you would have to think, going into that final, Argentina, whoever, the pressure is on Argentina. This is going to be, it could be a repeat final of last year's final.
Right.
Where Chile wins, so. Right. Or won last year. So, you know, the pressure's on Argentina. But they do look pretty poised.
The pressure's always on Argentina because they have number 10.
That's right. And he needs to win a major tournament. We all know that.
Right. Because he can't be validated unless he wins a major tournament. That's, right?
It's, you know, it's the thing in the NBA. You got to get your ring. Yeah. The thing about, you know, you know, Major League Baseball, but, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those sports, you know, football, whatever. We're talking about winning championships.
Right, exactly. So, like Joe said, we have Colombia and Chile tomorrow, same time tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
Tasty.
That's going to be a great game.
Oh, for sure.
But we also said Chile and Mexico were going to be a great
game.
So,
don't listen to us,
right? So, it's safe to say that Argentina is going to win this game. So, Argentina and Colombia, Argentina or Chile, which one would you rather see?
I want to see Argentina-Chile.
Yeah, I see.
Rivals, you got Sanchez, you know, Vidal, Vargas, these players, you know. I mean, there's a real rivalry here.
Right.
You know, I'd love to see it as we see Jurgen Klinsmann shaking his head. But, you know, this is it. I mean, Copa America is now, even just like the visual of it, you know, you can see why they're trying to create it like the Euros. I know it's money-backed here. You have Nike and so on. But, you know, they've done a good job. You know, so, I mean, we want to see a good final here, Reg, right? I think that Argentina-Chile would be great, but Argentina-Colombia would be fantastic
That'd be a good one, too. Is there a Copa America next year? Because this is the year they were supposed to be off,
supposed to be off. I think next year it's officially off, right?
It has to be, right?
I think, because we had it already last year. So
I can't believe these guys play this many games.
Yeah.
They get 6 weeks off, and they're right back, well, in England anyway, and they're right back in it.
And then we wonder why we don't see the best of these guys, right?
Exactly. So
that was a quick Copa America roundup.
Yeah, it was, but I think we got the gist of it, right?
Yep.
Definitely. So we'll move on to TFC and famous win on Saturday.
Reggie, I was there. You know, Drew Moore with the winner. Is there a better guy on TFC? He seems like a good guy.
we have had a lot of good guys on our team. Kanapka was a good guy. Benick was a good guy.
Okay, I will say it. Drew Moore, first of all.
I know what you're saying.
Drew Moore has been playing fantastic.
Yeah,
for sure. So on the field, it matches.
Yeah.
Drew Moore, it was pretty cool to see. You know, he was one of the guys who brought his son on the field or his kid.
Right.
I want to say son or daughter. Anyway, the baby and newborn. And doesn't Drew Moore net the winner?
Yeah.
Not much of a game in terms of the spectacle of it,
right?
You know, but hey, it's still LA Galaxy, and they come away with 3 points.
Definitely.
You know, so it's a good win for them. They started Jordan Hamilton up top, you know, so again, him and Mo Mabouli, kind of like for like, switching in and out, and Mo Mabouli came on as well. The Canadian content getting, you know, a chance, which is nice to see.
And you're going
to
see more of the Canadian content. And we were talking about the game that was being played today, and there's 9 Canadians. Yeah. I think 10 Canadians playing in this game tonight.
And highlighted, Reg, by, obviously we've talked about Fraser there, but highlighted by
Alfonso Davis.
Yeah.
A 15-year-old. I said that. 15-year-old.
Amazing.
Playing for Vancouver, playing out on the wing for the Vancouver Whitecaps. If you haven't seen video of him, just go on YouTube, type in his name, Alfonso Davies. Crazy. And speed.
Spent a lot of his time with Vancouver Whitecaps too.
Right.
Coached by great guy, Alan Koch.
15.
Yeah.
1-5.
Yeah, amazing, amazing, amazing. So, and good on them. Good on Paul Robinson. Good on the Vancouver Whitecaps, giving him an opportunity. We spoke on the show with Mark Oretta about giving young Canadian players valuable minutes in big games.
Mm-hmm.
And this is great. As we see, Gonzalo Higuain net the field goal. Well, the scorer, because he scored, he put the ball in the net.
Yeah.
And a field goal scores 3-0 Argentina mm-hmm. over USA.
Benito Floro, hello.
Yeah, like you again, listening? He's 15 years old. It's a great experience for him. We're not seeing him, you know, you'll see him every time, but you know, 15 to get into a big game, good on him, and didn't look out of place, Reggie, we must say.
Exactly. Now, what's happening? We spoke about the Canadian national team with Mark Oretta, and what's happening with some of those names that we dropped about getting citizenship? Anything? Anything that you've heard? Because I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard much about that, so maybe it's hit a stalemate. You know, I guess, to be fair, the managers or the technical guys,
mm-hmm.
you know, can only worry about, you know, the players at their disposal. But at the same time, hopefully that they are getting the push
right.
maybe for that. But I haven't heard anything much, Reggie. You're right.
If we were another country, who I'm not going to say their name, and they're losing 3-0 right now, this would have been done 3 or 4 years ago. But anyways.
So are you saying that all of those players who are considering playing for Mexico are getting phone calls right now? I mean, not fair. Listen, the United States, if it ends here, they make the semifinal of Copa America.
Right.
I mean, is it that shameful to lose?
I don't even know why they're there, but anyways.
You know, well, I guess now they've invited the top teams from CONCACAF. The Americas? Come on, Reggie.
Why, though? Anyway,
it's for the Americas. Well,
why is it in the United States?
Money.
Yeah. Well, so, silly Reggie.
But good on them. I mean, they did make the semifinal.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, they beat Costa Rica in this tournament 4-0.
Right.
You know, they're beating quality teams, and to bow out to a Messi-led Argentina.
Right.
So, hey, at least TFC will get Bradley back.
Well, they won't.
No, they won't. It's third place game. So,
you think he's going to stay for that? We got games, bud.
I think he'll stay, Reggie.
What happened in the game tonight?
So the TFC gets a 1-0 win.
No, they won.
With Sebastian Giovinco.
No.
Imagine that. Deflected goal, but we'll take it.
Take it.
So it's first leg, second leg going back to Vancouver. So obviously all to play for, right? If you're Vancouver, you're not really disappointed in the result.
1-0 you can
get
away
with. You have a chance to win.
Yeah,
if you're
sure.
TFC, you know, you get a road goal and game on.
Yeah, that's it. So. Well, I think we need Bradley back for that game, no? Do you think he'll be at his best?
I hope so, Reggie.
I mean, he's played a lot of football in this past season. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand this tournament mid. Well, I don't understand the MLS having their
league never mind.
At this time of the year. But yeah, I don't know, man. I guess you can't do it when the other leagues play because of the weather here.
You don't want to go to you don't want to go to BMO in January?
Nah, actually, I don't.
I'm just checking.
Well, it'll make sense for those coats that they sell for almost $300. But anyways, we'll move off of that. So, guys, that's our show for the week. That was a quick one, Joe.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good. We'll get it done.
Well, I guess we'll give a little quick shout out.
Yeah, we can do that.
You know, KW United. We talked about them. You know, Kitchener-Waterloo.
Right.
We have a lot of local guys playing with them.
We do.
The guys we mentioned on the show, Austin Ricci, Matthew Laurent.
Right.
Dane St. Clair, Kamal Miller. Some of the guys, too.
Right.
Big name watching, Sergio Camargo. But anyway, so they win today 2-1. And I think Austin Ricci got in the game. Kamal Miller was playing. And Matthew Laurent scores his first goal for KW.
Wow.
A guy we had on the show.
Yep.
And also, I think Sergio Camargo scores the winner. He's going to be going to Syracuse this year. He's from Newmarket, former TFC Academy grad. So
we tell you guys.
Grassroots stuff.
If you guys can get out there to watch this type of soccer,
it's supported.
It's great to watch. You're watching the future of Canadian soccer right now. The majority of these guys are playing in the U.S., Some are coming back to play in this league in the summertime, and some are going for their first year this upcoming season. Mm-hmm. So definitely take a look at these guys.
And again, Reg, you know, I think it's worth noting here. It's glad you said it.
Yep.
To the people of KW in that area, Kitchener-Waterloo area, mm-hmm. they do a great job of supporting it. If you ever, you're in that area, you know, they play out of Laurier, University of Laurier there, or right. Laurier University.
Right.
And it's great support. The KW area does a good job of getting behind them. We mentioned Jay Chapman is a graduate of KW United, obviously TFC.
Right.
And we've mentioned already Julian Boucher plays in DC United, Ben right. Polk at Seattle, no, Portland. So it is good quality.
Yeah, definitely.
Good to see our boys do well, too.
Definitely, definitely. Get out there and watch it. We had Austin on the show as well a couple of weeks back. Get out there and watch it. Support.
Yep.
Like I said, you're watching the future of Canadian soccer. And that goes. I'm not going to say about the national team. I was at a joke for Benito Floro again, but I'm not going to. I'm beating that. So, guys, thanks for listening to this episode of the Football Weekly podcast. You can get to us on Twitter @football_weekly. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM. You can subscribe via email. You can join our forum. Definitely, Joe.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know what you think about the show. If you want to talk about Copa America, you want to talk about Euro, you can go onto the website, which is footballweekly.com. Join up, sign up for an account, and you can talk about anything you want football related in there. Definitely. And it will also pull some of our contests and contest winners in there as well. And like I said in the intro, we're going to have a contest. This being our 50th episode of the Football Weekly podcast, we're going to give away a $50 gift certificate to Into Sports.
Yes, sir.
Whichever, you can go to whichever one is closest to you. We're going to come up with a question. Watch for it on Twitter. Winner gets the prize, obviously, right?
Yep.
So thanks for listening. You have anything else, Joe?
I'm good, Reggie.
Good?
I'm good. I'm getting ready for the knockout stage of the Euro.
Yeah. My prediction's still on, by the way. It's not even the 60th. It's 3-0. I said 5, right?
Yeah, you did say that.
Okay. So,
hey, go Iceland. Just saying. I'm not letting that one go. Anyway.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.